Hello, I'm Carla Dollar, and I am in History 515, Food History at Arizona State University, and I have been given the assignment to share a recipe that I followed or that I, made during the COVID-19 pandemic, especially focusing on when we were quarantined. And so before I share the recipe, I think that it's important to share a little bit about what our life looked like during that time. I live in Northeast California. We are a very small community that has made national news over the last couple of years, mostly because we are a very conservative community. We're in the middle of the Dixie Fire right now. We have a prison that's being shut down. And we also have very conservative views in a not so conservative state. Now, what does that mean in the scheme of all things COVID? It actually factors in quite a bit because of how we looked at and how we handled the pandemic. Now, at first, our community, we did what everyone else was doing. We shut businesses down. I'm part of a local theater that shut down literally the day before our opening weekend. That was pretty painful. But our kids were sent home from school. They were sent home till the rest of the school year. And so, yeah, we did shut down, but over as time was kind of progressing and moving on, the more we loosened up. Now, while our public health was involved and we couldn't open up businesses, we definitely had this rallying cry to support local business as much as possible. And that meant doing takeout, doing whatever we could, because these restaurants were owned by our neighbors, our friends, our family. And we wanted to support them as much as possible. Now, you add to the fact that I am an essential worker, and anyone who is an essential worker knows that during that time, not only did we work our normal hours, but we usually put in a whole lot of extra hours. So as an essential worker, I'm working a whole lot during this time, and then I'm also going to school. So I definitely didn't want to cook. I would come home pretty tired and then need to do school. Now, my children were home, and so my children would do some cooking. They would pick up the slack a little bit there. My youngest learned how to cook potatoes and how to make eggs. She would read the back of a box and make a cake or make a frozen dinner, something along those lines. But I myself definitely did not want to cook. And so when I'm asked to share a recipe, I ask my kids, what did I cook during that time? I literally cannot remember cooking anything at all. I'm sure I cooked some, but I definitely wasn't following any recipes. I quite honestly ordered it wasn't HelloFresh, but it was the green one because it's, you know, organic food. So I kind of did that sort of thing. We did the boxed dinners that would come home on occasion, not often. And then my biggest thing, quite honestly, was to do takeout. Because of being in this conservative little town, we're wanting to support our friends and family who are owning these restaurants, and we want to see them survive and thrive if possible. So I definitely don't have a recipe to share. And where does the small town play a factor into that? Well, again, like I said, we know everybody, but it was short-lived. You know, by the time summer hit, we were definitely moving back into restaurants, though spaced. We were doing whatever we could to live as normally as possible. By the following school year, Most of our kids were back in class. There were some fluctuating where they were sent home for a week or two and then they would go back again. But for the most part, out of the school year, our kids were in a classroom setting, still working a whole lot of extra hours. So even though when we got back to normal-ish, for the most part, I still was not cooking. Definitely looking at that takeout. So I go back to, and I've said it already, I didn't have a recipe to share. If anything, my children learned how to be a little bit more self-reliant, not necessarily eating the best foods, but because of where we lived, it wasn't long lived. And we spent a lot of time doing that takeout.